Well, this is going to be a pretty special game for you, I'm guessing. What's it going to be like coming back to Philly this weekend?
You know, it's great. You know, I haven't been home in a couple months. You know, most importantly, I just look forward to coming home, trying to play as best as I can, having a great game, and then, you know, seeing my family.
Do you remember your last game at the Link, and what happened in it?
My last game at the Link was versus ECU, which happened to be senior night, and we also won. So, yeah, I definitely remember, you know, it was a very emotional night, being as though it was my last night in the Link. You know, my family was there to support me. Crowd was, you know, we had a decent crowd there. But, yeah, like I said, we had got that W.
How many family members are you going to have at the game on Sunday?
I'm expecting a lot, man. I'm expecting a lot.
I saw that with the injuries, it looks like maybe you'll be moving back into the sort of the kind of position that you had at Temple this week. Are you expecting to be more of a pass rusher this week?
Yeah, you know, whatever. I'm a guy, basically, you know, whatever the team needs, I'm willing to do, you know. So if it's taking snaps at outside linebacker this week, you know, I'm comfortable with doing that. If it's, you know, still getting reps at inside linebacker, I'm comfortable doing that as well. You know, whatever the team needs me to do, that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, when you mentioned, Hassan, about getting a lot of tickets, you said a lot. Are you talking like 50?
Say it again. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Like 50 tickets you're going to need to get, or more than that?
Yeah, man, I got a whole city coming out. I got people from back home coming out, and then you know, I got friends that's also from Philly that's coming. So I don't know exactly how many. You know, I grabbed about 20 tickets. I had to. I know my dad grabbed tickets for people as well, and then I know people bought their own tickets as well. So
how special is it for you to get a chance to play in the Link your rookie year, but also you got drafted in the city too? The whole experience, it seems like everything keeps coming back here for you.
You know, it's beautiful, man. It's a beautiful thing, you know. Just because of, you know, my history there in Philly, with the things I went through as far as being a walk-on to all the way up to getting drafted in Philly, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's home for me, you know. I live 15 minutes away, or I did live 15 minutes away when I lived in Camden, and Philly was always right there. So it's a really beautiful thing.
As on, people here haven't seen the Cardinals defense that much. How would you describe your defense that now that you're you know, pretty well into it?
I would say we're a relentless team with a lot of talent at every position. If you look across the board, from D-line to outside linebacker to the defensive back group, it's a lot of talent and a lot of big name.
Hassan, when you were here in Philadelphia and playing at the Link, did you have a relationship with any of the Eagles players?
No, not really. We never saw them. When we was there, it was always like the way the schedule was set up, it was always, you know, when they had a home game, we had an away game. When we had a home game, they had an away game.
What do you think about the Eagles running game the last few weeks? Is that something that you guys are focusing on in your preparation?
Something that we definitely took notice to. Blunt, he's been running the ball hard. I think he's averaging like 6 yards per carry right now. So, you know, we definitely have taken notice, and we understand that stopping the run is, you know, is part of the plan. I mean, it's part of any plan. When you're playing defense, stop the run, you know, get them to throw the ball and, you know, see what happens.
Obviously, you said you're fine playing inside or outside, but the transition going back to being more of a pass rusher, is that more natural for you?
Yeah, it's more natural. Just getting back into the groove of, you know, my fundamentals and really being focused on pass rushing and the things, you know, that I have to key on now. You know, where I'm pass rushing, how I'm pass rushing. You know, just making sure that I'm not going out there and just pass rushing. Making sure that I'm going out there and being a smart pass rusher.
Hassan, even though, it's an away game, obviously, for the Cardinals, but you expect to get a little bit of an ovation when you get in there?
Uh, I believe so, you know. You never really know what the Philly crowd is always been a wild crowd, I like to say, you know. Growing up, going to a couple of Philadelphia Eagles games, I always seen how the crowd react, but you know, I'm from Philly. Philly will always be home. I'll always have love for Philly, you know. There's no hard feelings. And at the draft, once my name got called, the response was it was crazy, you know. Even though I didn't end up in Philly, the response was crazy. So, you know, like I said, I think the crowd would be welcoming. But like I said, you never know. We'll see what happens, you know, once game time comes.
Hey, did you have any vibe at all that maybe the Eagles might draft you?
I had a visit by them. They came in, you know, put me on a board and put me through a workout through the whole draft process. Other than that, you really don't know. The draft is I would say it's one of the most unpredictable things ever, man. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what coaches or, you know, scouts like in a person. They have so many needs. So you don't know where they have certain people that on the draft board, and somebody gets taken off the draft board. That means, you know, if their number one pick that they want gets taken off the draft board, that means somebody else gets bumped up. So you never know what can happen.
Son, is there anything that you really miss about the Philly area? Is there any kind of food you have to get when you're back home?
Oh, I definitely got, you know that. I got to get a cheesesteak, man. I've been telling the guys here about how good the cheesesteaks are. So when I come home, I'm making my business to make sure that, you know, me and the guys get some cheesesteaks.
You know, also Bruce Arians, he's the Temple, has that Temple coach, that lineage there. What is he like? I mean, he just turned 65, but what does he seem like? More a grandfather or just one of the guys?
Oh, man. B.A. is the coolest coach I've ever had. And when I say he just has this, he has this cool swagger to him. You know, he's for the most part from, you know, my interactions with him, he's so laid back. Then he has this swagger, the way he carries himself. It's so cool. And when you look at him, you automatically go, like, that's a cool dude right there. Like, you automatically see it. You automatically know he's cool. He got swag to him. He's depending on the situations of how things are going at practice and stuff like that, he's pretty much, you know, laid back.
And he obviously wants to win these games coming back, right? How bad can you tell that he wants it?
It's not to get him confused. It's not that just this game, you know, and that we're coming back. It's any game, you know. We have a set goal, you know, where we want to be, come postseason, you know, for the Super Bowl and things like that, and we want to win every game. It's not just any particular game, but we're treating every game the same, and at the end of the day, you know, when the game is over, we want to have that W.